Time now for Minnesota Reads here on KUMD. And this summer, we're bringing you books about the Northland, from the Northland, and by Northland authors. The Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards, NEMBA, were established in 1988 to recognize books that, quote, substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle. Our guest this morning is Amy Bissonette. Her book, Northwoods Girl, was nominated for a NEMBA Award in the Children's Literature, that's the word, category. Hey, Amy, good morning and welcome to Northland Morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
Your book makes me smile every time I pick it up. The illustrations are marvelous. I hope I'm not offending any artists when I compare one artist to another, because I had not heard of Claudia McGee, the illustrator of this book, and her work is similar, I guess, maybe the woodcut style to Betsy Bowen's. And as a Grand Marais artist, the work of Betsy Bowen is familiar to many of us. But every time I look at this Northwoods girl going through the woods with her grandma, and her grandma's got a cane and a long gray braid, and I swear my mom had a coat like that, and it just makes me smile. Tell us about the book.
Well, I love your reaction, number one, to Claudia's art, because it is gorgeous. And you're right that the end effect is, it looks a lot like Betsy Bowen's, who we all love. Claudia actually uses a different medium. It's called scratchboard. But the end result is a real similar look. And, you know, this book is just, it was the result of a lot of things, a great love for nature and certainly for, you know, northern Minnesota. And also just grandmas. You know, who doesn't love a grandma? I didn't have my own grandmas growing up, but I borrowed many. So this, the grandma in this book is sort of I suppose she's a synthesis of a lot of people that I know and that Claudia knows. Claudia said when she was illustrating this book, she actually thought of a friend of hers who at 100 years old laid her own driveway. So, you know, blocked
wow.
her own driveway.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting story because although it's not, if it's the point, it's well hidden under many, many layers of love and whimsy and charm. But to an extent, it does have to do, it does touch on the very sensitive subject of when people need to leave their homes.
Indeed, it does. And you know, we all, any of us who are at that age where we have older parents, struggle with that. And I suppose, you know, even older folks who are trying to make that decision themselves. But here you have a grandma who is very independent, and her daughter means well. But what I hope kids take away from this is that, you know, they're different kinds of older people with different strengths and people that you can have fun with and love. But we also need to respect that even though they're older, it doesn't mean that we can make decisions for them, huh? So, you know, this grandma is independent, and she remains up in the Northwoods where she has certainly a very helpful, supportive community, which is sometimes all we need for people to be able to stay in their homes and live their lives the way they want to.
Exactly. So where did the story originate? There, if you read the book and you wonder, well, how did this start? There seems like there could be so many different starting points.
Yeah, and I assume you're asking about where the genesis of the story with me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a real nature nerd, and my husband and I are the kinds of parents who dragged our kids, although quite willingly after, I shouldn't say dragged, you know, after they were old enough to appreciate it, to every national park and many, many trips up north. We love to spend time in northern Minnesota, and we also spend a lot of time in the UP of Michigan, because it just, you know, getting out in nature is so important for all of us. Getting away from work is so important. And so, I guess if there's a message for kids in addition to the grandma message, it's get out and enjoy things. Put the devices down for a little bit and see all what's, you know, all the wonder that is in nature.
Well, in the grandma messages, I kind of go back to that, too. The grandma message, not every grandparent is that able to walk and hike and do all of the things that the grandma in this story can do. And yet the girl and her grandma have a very, very special bond. And those of us lucky enough to have had grandmothers with whom we shared, you know, that really special connection, whether or not it was outdoors or whether it was something indoorsy, there's right. a lot of value there.
Right, exactly. In this instance, this is what the girl does with grandma, but it could be baking with grandma. It could be reading with grandma, going to the library. You know, grandma might live downtown. It could be visiting her downtown in a big city. But that we should cherish those relationships. I have a dear friend. She passed away this past spring at the age of 98. But she always had this, this theory that we need friends of all different ages. And so here, you know, the little girl has a friend in grandma.
And that is a really valuable relationship, because the grandma is a relative and a grandma is like a mom, but a grandma's job in many instances is not to steer you on the straight and narrow. A grandma's job is just to love the living daylights out of you.
Exactly.
And so that's kind of a wonderful little piece right in there. Amy, what's next? I can't, you know, you get to the end of the book and you go, no, is it over already? And then you think, grown-ups need more picture books. And then you think, when's another book coming out?
You know, I was lucky enough to have one come out beginning of April this year. And it's a different book, but it's not so different. It's a picture book biography of our nation's longest-serving lighthouse keeper. Her name was Harriet Colfax, and she tended the Michigan City, Indiana Light from 1861 to 1904 when she was 80 years old. And she's just an inspiration to me, too. So it's another sort of strong, independent, older woman, but in a very different setting. And that book has gotten wonderful... I've gotten wonderful feedback on the book from kids, but also from adults, again, particularly the people who live in Michigan City, Indiana, who just, you know, have an all-out love affair with Harriet Colfax, the woman in the book, because she was so instrumental to their city's history.
Well, Amy, it's going to be great to kind of keep tabs on you and see what you're up to, and I hope that we can have you as a guest again soon. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Lisa. You have a great day.
Amy Bissonette wrote a book called Northwoods Girl. Claudia McGee illustrated the book, and it was nominated for a NEMBA Award in the Children's Literature category. All this summer, we're bringing you books about the Northland from the Northland by NEMBA Award winners and nominees. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.